This is Ernesto Aguilar. I am talking with Kayla Rolling. I know you're doing a presentation on engaging people in reformist or mainstream type of groups and bringing a radical analysis. Can you describe what your workshop's going to entail or what your workshop will entail?
I'll give it a shot. I think there's totally a place for radical groups to do work, and I think we need to approach it in both directions of having those groups can, if some of those groups can work in coalition with other groups, I think that's great. I think it's also good if some people, what I'm doing now is I'm working with a group called Western Prison Project, and the first thing I think that's important is to work with groups that have done solid work that you totally agree with, and the Western Prison Project definitely meets that criteria. They're engaged in stopping the construction of two new prisons. They fought for prison programs that were scheduled to be cut due to lack of funding. They've kept those from being cut, and they have the respect of prisoners and the family members of prisoners. So what interests me about this current project is that it's an attempt to bring in formerly incarcerated people, family members, and other folks together to monitor prisons. And it provides an opportunity for people who are radicals to both listen to people that they might not have the opportunity in any other way to meet. I've learned a lot from talking to people and listening to people and what they have to say. So it benefits radicals a lot to be able to get out of their small groups, communities, friends, or whatever, and hear what other people have to say, because if you take a step out and you listen, you realize that there's tons of radical people out there that might not define themselves the way that you do, but it's going to take all of us to stop prisons, and I've found that this project that I'm working on is going to be beneficial in a way that hopefully will do that. We're trying to monitor individual prisons in Oregon and do that with groups of people who are connected to them in some way, via family, via friends, and keeping prisoners involved in defining the nature of the program as well as advocating with them when they bring concerns to the group.
What, in your estimation, has been the most dramatic change in your views or in your perspectives since you've been engaged in this kind of work?
The biggest change, I think, is that I've found myself as a go-between between, say, a radical anarchist group and a more mainstream group, and I realized how little communication there is, but how much they could have to gain by working together, and try to facilitate that.
What do you think has been the most educational thing in terms of an organizing skills that you've learned since working with these types of groups and working with these individuals?
I've learned how to better communicate. I think people who spend most of their time in like the left milieu lose their ability to just talk to people as if they're people. I'm a person and you're a person, we're going to talk. I've learned much more about just communicating people, and then also the reverse skill of listening to people and hearing what people are saying and working with people.
What do you think is the direction that radical anti-prison organizers need to be pursuing their objectives?
All right, if we're going to stop prisons, we have to stop capitalism. And we have to stop capitalism, and we have to undermine and destroy white supremacy. It's all connected to the prison industrial complex. So if radicals are serious about tearing this down, the prisons down, we have to tear the system down. And to do that, we have to make links with the other groups that are working on different aspects of this, so that it's not just a movement to stop prisons, to tear prison walls down. But if we tore the prison walls down, if we still have capitalism, they're going to be built again tomorrow. That's just how it works. So the direction that radicals need to work in is to make links with the other groups that are working on environmental issues, criminal justice issues, anti-poverty issues, police issues, and be a part of that as a prison group to undermine and tear down capitalism.